Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What will happen to human beings when this life comes to an end? Will they simply disappear into nothingness, as atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers teach? Will they be recycled 100 times or 1,000 times until they get it right, as reincarnationists believe? Or will they go to the judgment seat of God to be consigned either to heaven or to hell, as the New Testament teaches? The Apostle Peter wrote of the enemies of Christianity who spoke evil of God's people. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the quick and the dead. 1 Peter 4:4-5. But will not those who have ignored God or rebelled against his will have a second chance after they have died and learned about God? There are some modernistic theologians who insist that that is what Peter meant in the following verse. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. 1 Peter 4:6. Does this verse really teach a second chance after death? The expression "for this cause" refers to God's plan for judging the living and the dead, because all men, whether living or dead, are going to be judged. Then the gospel had to be preached to all men. Was the gospel preached to the dead while they were alive or after they died? The tense of the verb suggests the people heard the gospel while they were alive, but they are now dead. Who are the dead Peter had in mind? Are they the people who are now dead, but who were alive when the gospel was preached to them? The verse cannot mean that men will have another chance after they die to obey the gospel. The Hebrew writer emphatically stated, "And it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that the judgment." Hebrews 9:27. The very next event for all men after death is the judgment. Paul taught the same truth to a young preacher. "For the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Titus 2:11-12. If we have a second chance after this life, then there is no necessity of living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present life. Those who have died, whether in Christ or out, will be judged just like those who are presently living. All men from the beginning of time will be judged, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or evil. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. 2 Corinthians 5:10-11. If there will not be a final judgment, what would be the motivation for denying oneself any pleasure, even if our pleasure hurts someone or hurts ourselves? My friends, thinking of the final judgment ought to make all of us take stock of our plans, purposes, and behavior. If we fail to obey the gospel, our lives will be in vain, actually worse than in vain. How can we turn our backs on the one who died for us, that we might be saved eternally? Will you not today confess your faith in Christ, repent of your sins, and be baptized into Christ? Jesus said in the Great Commission according to Mark, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who believes not shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. Surely, you do not want to be condemned. Thank you for listening. May God bless and keep you.